The following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material, and you should feel free to curse right back at us.
In our last episode of Pièce de Résistance, the yammering, yam-hued Yutz's Yuletide visit to Guantanamo Bay went horribly awry when the Russian writer's room staged a shocking Gitmo getaway. But in the aftermath of yet another disaster, the furloughing Führer finds himself going in circles yet again.
This is killing me, killing me. Look, Steven, I'm starting to think that this whole shutdown thing, it just isn't worth it. I'm getting killed here. My poll numbers are a total disaster. What the hell are Ann and Rush
thinking? 999, mein Führer! Mr. President, the demonic democratic leadership and their pathetic lick spittles must be bent to your will. You are crushing them!
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, Mitch keeps talking about getting kicked by fucking mules, and I think I even heard Pence laughing behind my back. Yeah, like, say, what was up with him in Gitmo? I mean, all that body paint and glitter? I mean, what a weirdo. It's like, I'm starting to
sir,
wonder.
I think we might need another distraction. Maybe Venezuela.
I don't know, sir. I think that's one of Vlad's countries. Anyway, I mean, who really gives a shit about Africa?
No, sir. That's South America.
Whatever.
Or is it Central?
That Pelosi. Jesus. I thought crying Chuck would cave and she'd just go along with him, but she really has it in for me. Fuck all this noise. I'm hungry. Where's my KFC?
sir, I'm afraid the contractors who normally load up the galley have been furloughed.
What? Whose stupid idea was that? I want my goddamn hamburgers.
Sir, I have some burgers made from my special meat suppliers. Care to try one?
No thanks, no thanks. I'll stick to Mickey D's. I don't like trying new stuff. That crap they served in Cuba, that really fucked my stomach up. And why aren't we landing at Andrews yet?
Sir, the captain informed me that we're in a temporary circling pattern.
What? Tell him I want all traffic cleared. I'm the fucking president. I want to land right fucking now.
Sir, I'm afraid he's not having any luck with the air traffic controllers. He says that they are not
I don't care what he says. I alone can fix this. Put me on with someone in authority.
Yes, sir. We told him that... Okay, right now. They're on the speaker now, sir.
Now. Listen, and listen good. This is the President of the United States.
Good evening, Mr. President. How can I help you?
Well, you can start by... Hey.
Yes?
Wait just a goddamn minute. Nancy? Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is indeed, Mr. President.
I told you they were on speaker.
Yes, the air traffic controllers have, they've been working so hard with, out pay. I decided that I, would, volunteer my services. So now, where is it you're trying to go?
You know where I'm going. Andrews fucking Air Force Base.
Oh, yes, well, not to worry, sir. I'm sure, you know, if we all work together in a bipartisan fashion, even, and we can get you back down on the ground there eventually, you know.
What?
Once the shutdown is over and staffing is back to normal, we'll be able to get you down in a jiffy.
But Nancy...
Look, you know what? How about this? Dawn, maybe
do.
You can deliver your State of the Union address from 20,000 feet. Imagine the ratings. Hmm. Bye-bye.
Wait, hello? Hello? Fuck.
Diddy, I've got mail! Oh, okay, let's see. Service else is needed. Oh, la, la, la. Oh, very important, of course. I'm so important. Oh, can only be you. Oh, I love me. I'm the civility fairy. Oh, you want to go where? Those lunatics with the podcast? Well, they're crazy. No. I will not go there. No, they're animals. They're just horrible fucking people. Oh, yes. Oh, now what? Oh, it's the boss. La 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 la. Watching me from FaceTime. What? Oh, well, that's pretty awkward, isn't it? Oh, I need to put my face on. Yes, I will change my settings. Oh, fuck. Oh, well, I have to go. Otherwise, la la la, video. Oh, shiny and red. Well, I'll just have to shake that a little bit more. La 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 before the fairy council. Oh, no. Oh, my. Oh, well, I guess I better pack. They are just so rude. Oh, fuck them.
Honey, don't worry. She'll be here. She's usually on time, and yeah, it's cold. But it's fun, right? DC's cold, but fun.
Well, Mommy, what are all these people doing here?
Oh, well, honey, it looks like it's a food bank for homeless. You know, we have them in Texas, too.
But all these people don't have a home?
I know.
Mommy, it's winter.
I know.
It's cold. It's really cold.
I know.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but I have a home.
Oh, well, I was worried for a second.
But I won't have one much longer if the government doesn't reopen soon. I can't miss another mortgage payment.
You said it. And not only that, my entire lab has been shut down for a whole goddamn month. All of our passwords have expired. It's ridiculous. And we're running out of lab equipment.
Mommy,
These
guys are different from our Texas homeless people.
Yeah, I know, honey. These homeless people work for the government. Well, I mean, they're supposed to. Anyway, it's complicated.
Why aren't they working now?
Well, because...
And why are we whispering?
Wait, okay, you remember when Ellie got all upset when Riley Ann spilled paint on her painting and messed up the Harry Styles?
Oh, yeah, she was jumping up and down. She was so mad.
Right. Turned red and all of that. Okay, same thing is happening right here in Washington. The president... The orange dude, he's having a tantrum. You know, like Ellie.
Oh, yeah, like when he had to ride in our car with Thunder and Larry.
Yeah, exactly like that monkey.
Well, why don't you just put him in timeout?
Oh.
Well, you put me in timeout.
Well.
Hey, and you called me Sassy Pants, too. That wasn't nice.
Well, you are a Sassy Pants, but... This time, you didn't stomp your tiny feet and clench your tiny, tiny little fists and then shut down the entire freaking government because no one will build your stupid wall, you fascist marmalade nonsense.
Oh, is
Why
that
the fuck are we living in
Hey,
the...
Mommy.
What?
Mommy!
What? Yes,
Mommy?
Sorry.
Look.
What?
My hands aren't tiny. Look how big
Oh.
they are.
I wasn't talking about your hands, monkey.
That's a good one, ma'am. Nice to laugh. We've been a little stressed lately. Put out to pasture just like last year. Being on furlough makes me want to hurl.
Oh, the feckless fool, the worthless tool that lives across the street.
Gets his facts from Fox News hacks. He thinks you can govern with a tweet.
And the stupidest part of it all is the reason they put us on hold. A moronic Mexican wall, and they throw us out in the cold.
Well, it never seems to click with whatever passes for his brain that we have overdue bills and kids that get sick. I'm starting to think that he's clinically insane.
Aw, oh, quit your belly aching and all your sad sack flanking. I'm sick to death of never got back to work. I don't care if you shiver and whine. Cry me a Potomac River, you jerks. All these goddamn bureaucrats. Well, mister, I say you need some. Damn straight we're gonna build that wall, cause it's all about our freedom.
Oh. You love the freedom of the open road on your government-funded highway. And if you make a buck or two, you say, screw you, I did it my way. You sneer and call me a bureaucrat, but I really don't care. I'm proud of that. You think that your words demean us? Well, you'd be fine if you'd never seen us.
Okay, who knows? It could be true. Pretend we don't exist. Just go on, buddy. You be you. I'm sure we won't be missed.
That train you're catching won't derail and crash? Probably. Your hedge fund won't run off with all your cash? Probably.
When you and the fam and your sister or brother all take to the skies to go visit your mother, your airplanes, they won't smash into each other.
Probably. We're from the government, and we are here to help you. Can we be annoying? Sure we can, but we'll also give you a helping hand.
We'll keep your family safe and warm.
And in return, just fill out our forms.
In triplicate, and make it legible.
So for benefits, you'll be eligible.
We could make more in the private sector, but somebody's got to be the food inspector.
We write the vouchers so you don't get evicted. And make sure that the bad guys get convicted.
But we're the ones folks love to hate. They think we live to regulate.
But all we try to do is target and rein in the almighty free market.
But free can come at quite a price when corporations don't play nice. And they'd get even bolder if we weren't looking over their shoulder.
Well, they'd all try their damnedest to bypass every rule, bring in some slimy propagandists to play you all for fools.
What Congress really loves to do is to mess with all our budgets. They'll strip us down to a skeleton crew, and if we complain, well, tough shit.
But the very next time the tragedy strikes like a natural disaster, the networks will send their cameras and mics shouting, why didn't you get here faster?
And sure enough, some bastards and the libertarian jerks will cluck their tongues and cover their smirks, saying, see, we told you it wouldn't work.
We're from the government, and we are here to help you.
We may not be popular,
but what do we care?
When your house blows away,
we'll always be there. We know you surely miss us if we just disappeared. So let us just get back to work sometime soon this year.
Will the furloughed feds ever get back to work? Will Vera ever show up? And what happened to the Gitmo escapees? We'll find out at... may I help you? I'm kind of in the middle of something here. Oh, shit, Snacks. You again?
Of course.
Oh, stop that. Oh, my nose.
Do I have your attention now? Do I?
Yes, you do. Now, why are you here?
Believe me, Mr. Rudy Pants, I don't like it any more than you do. But apparently, your lot can't take a sweetly delivered hint and remember to use your manners. So I'm back. And I am just so very happy to help you, little shits.
Look, I don't think we need any more help.
Oh.
Ow!
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, it's you need my help.
Peaching
your
that motherfucker,
is horribly rude, and you need...
Oh, cut it out, you sparkle button. I'm warning you. Listen.
Oh, I love sparkles. I'm going to sparkle all over your face.
Oh, wait.
Hey, announcer guy. What's the deal, man? We're ready for the next scene. You want to read us in or what?
Busy. Here.
Oh, fuck. It's that stupid fairy again. I'm coming. Hold on. Jesus, she's got a strong right hook. Impressive. Hey, you, knock it off.
You purple-headed freak with the purple-headed...
What?
Dreadlocks! Oh, who smeared queso onto my wings? Queso! You smeared queso onto my wings and chips! Chips don't go in my hair, little shit!
You dumped queso on my freaky purple head, you goddamn glittery manners mosquito! I don't fucking need your shit!
Well, this is awkward, but also strangely exciting.
Oh, yes.
Well, I can't seem to stop it, so I might as well put it to music. Lisa, watch out for that dog.
Hashtag be best. Your truth to power, Tinkle Twat. That's what it is. We're speaking truth to power.
Did you just call me a twinkle lady part? I will spray you with
yes,
my
I did, heart. You cubic zirconia cup.
Bring it on. I will shit on glitter on your fucking face.
Oh, that's it. You're going down. I'm done. Hold my beer.
Oh, I'll take you down.
Oh, you're right. Just watch it. Don't you fucking glitter on me. Oh, yeah. Those wings are coming off, Misty.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even know.
Stop pulling my hair. What is your problem?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, are the nymphs this dark?
I will fuck you with manners.
Jesus. All right, that's it. You're going down.
Fuck you with manners.
Poking me.
I am not poking you.
Then who keeps poking me?
I poke you. I'm just checking to see how much meat on you. You could be adrift for a long time. You know, important to plan.
Woman, I am not some prize pig for you to butcher.
Don't look at me. I am definitely not pig. No pork.
I am pig, but no squabbling. Or tasting, Svetlana.
Woman... Damn you.
You know.
Never have I seen such a crew of Tomskis. You think we are lost? Ha! Watch and learn, comrades.
My earbuds!
Comrade?
I'm sorry. It happens when I get nervous.
Okay, then. Now, as you wretches can tell, I brilliantly planned our escape. I activate signal.
This is so loud. It has to be so loud.
Sorry. I can't help.
And then we are rescued.
Can you not just say signal?
And then we are rescued.
Seagull's supposed to rescue us?
I don't think it's working, comrade.
Eat the pig first.
Yes, good plan.
Yes.
Agreed.
Draw his air horn out.
Hello, I am... Squee! The most interesting...
the most interesting man in world.
No. Well, yes, but no.
Oh, excuse please, but are you walking on water?
No, of course not. That would be loco. I'm standing on my dolphin amigos' backs. They have been my friends for a long time. You remember the dolphins? It's the best part of the story.
Story is he talking about?
That's it. We're all hallucinating. That is what is happening.
The stupid mushrooms. Oh, no.
I told you not to eat those.
No, my friends, I am real. I am the legendary, the one and only, Alien Gonzalez. The famous Cubano freedom fighter? The boy the dolphin swam to Miami. The kid in the closet with the screaming. They teach nothing in schools these days. Never mind. Betsy sent me. I'm here to lead you to her yacht.
Betsky? You know Betsky? Prove it.
I'm standing on the backs of dolphins in the middle of the ocean, and you want me to prove something to you?
The dolphins are a bit odd.
They are not odd. They are a beautiful and poignant relationship between mammals. That is what the film said. You didn't see the film? For the love of Castro's beard, you know nothing! Betsy stopped by the great leader's beach umbrella and asked him to get you idiotas to safety! He asked me because in Cuba, when you need a hero, who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
I know. You, Alan Godzagski. Yes, did I get it right?
I hate you people. Here, grab this line and tie it to your raft. The dolphins will get us to bits.
Hold on.
What is he talking about? Cute, but what is he talking about? Svetlana will eat him.
I'm sure if I'm allowed to do that.
Enough! Mis amigos! Delfines! Let's go! Vámonos! Onward and emway!
Mother? Mother? Have you seen my phone?
Oh, I have it, Father. You seem to have some very interesting apps on here.
I do? Well, Mother, you know, staff sometimes puts things there that have to do with my duties. And,
really? What is Grindr, Father?
Oh, well, it's the app for ordering sandwiches. Mm-hmm. You know, Mother, Grindr, Heroes, Lunch with the Boys.
Yes, Father, I know very well.
Lunch, exactly. You know, Heroes, big...
Father, listen,
I'll just take my phone back and...
Father.
Oh.
I think I'll just hold on to your phone for a while. You do know that Mother always knows what you do. Always.
Always?
Always, Father, always. Looks like it's time for some additional training for you. You must let me help you get those nasty thoughts out of your head. Beijing has an important mission for you and their new friend, Eric Prince, and you need to give it your full attention. Oh, Father, you must be brave. This could be quite painful.
Yes, Mother.
Here's a leather strap for you to bite down on.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, look, Mommy. There's Auntie Vera.
Oh, cool. Vera, over here.
Vera!
Gee, what kept you, man? We are not used to this cold.
Well, I do apologize, Lisa. The enemy seems to have been alerted to my presence here, and I had to shake them.
I bet with your super-duper arm, you could shake him up good, right, Auntie Vera?
Oh, Jake, I just meant, well, I suppose I could do that.
Okay, before we shake people, can we get inside now, please? Freezing my ovaries off over here.
Mommy?
This way, you two.
What's that?
Stay close in case we need to take further evasive action, okay?
But come on, Vera.
Come on, Mommy. Follow. Walk this way.
All right, here we are.
The Mushroom Conspiracy Bookstore? You don't think that's obvious? I mean, just a little?
Oh, Lisa, haven't you ever heard of hiding in plain sight? And besides, it's one place Trump would never look. You know how he feels about mushrooms.
Okay, that's actually very good. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. Calm down, monkey. What's next? Another long elevator ride into the bowels of the earth?
Oh, no, Lisa. We've, streamlined the process.
Holy fucking shit, you're a wannabe!
We'll die. Ah! I love this part.
Oh, God.
Better than Chuck E. Cheese's. Nope, this one doesn't have noroviruses crawling all over it.
Vera, just in time as usual.
Oh, can we do that slide again, Auntie Vera? Please? Come on. I'll race you.
Oh, she wasn't on time for us. Whoa. Justice Ginsburg?
Close your mouth, dear. We are not a codfish.
Yes, ma'am.
So I assume you've been briefed on the mission.
Mission? Awesome!
Well, I was unavoidably detained, so no.
Hey, weren't you in the Lego movie?
Now wait just a goddamn minute. With all due respect, Madam Justice, Your Highness, we did not sign up for anything like...
Miss Graham, We don't have time to discuss this. Our comrades in the UK are fighting off a huge cyber invasion, and they're coming for us, too. And that's just for starters.
Look, that's all objectively terrible, but what's most important here? I mean, Trump is losing on the shutdown. Pelosi and her committee, they're going to be like his full-time personal proctologist with all those subpoenas. Aren't we winning?
A wild animal is most dangerous when it's wounded, Lisa. These next few months will test the resistance as never before. We have to be ready.
Yes, this is no time to go all wobbly, Lisa. Listen, I think it's time you know what the real danger is.
I agree.
I think I just peed a little. You're very scary, Madam BG. Can I call you Ruth? Because I'm fangirling over here. Wow, you are so tiny. I love tiny things.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm 5'1". I have a personal trainer. His name is Brian Johnson. He's very cute.
You're just adorable.
Is she? Are you going to be okay, dear?
Yes, ma'am, this is
right.
Normal.
Okay.
Lisa, we need you to know everything.
Mm-mm.
It's time.
Me? Knowing what's going on? I don't think so. That's going to slow my roll. It would be a first. I don't want
to
know.
It's time to take the red pill, dear.
Oh.
Open wide.
What earth-shattering secret will be revealed to Lisa? Will the Chinese make another move with the vice president? And will the civility fairy bring politeness back into vogue? We'll find out the answer to these and other questions on the next episode of BS de Resistance. This episode of BS de Resistance, How Furlough Can You Go?, was written by Lisa Graham and Dale Leopold and featured Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mezzalesta, Karen O'Brien, and George Washington III. Special guest appearances by Rebecca Davis and Dustin Ebaugh. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mezzalesta. The song, In Defense of the Bureaucrat, was written by Dale Leopold and Chris Mezzalesta and performed by George Washington III, Lori Firth, and Chris Mezzalesta. Thank you for listening.